Then the door burst open. Ian turned and saw a zombie come in. And another. And another. He leaned over and snaked his hand into his backpack, brushing his fingertips over the barrel of his ever-present tranquilizer gun.
"And it's the zombie pub crawl, too," moaned Becca. "I knew we should have gone to the Hong Kong."
Ian relaxed. Of course they were just undergraduates in costumes. Of course. Except for the guy in the tweed jacket with elbow patches. You didn't get that kind of gray with makeup, or that aroma, or the detachable head. This was Ian's lucky day. A zombie had just wandered into his path, and without a head, how hard could he be to catch? Ian pulled out his gun, and the Rockoff students shrieked.
"What are you doing?"
cried Becca.
"Zombie!"
yelled Ian. Becca grabbed his arm as he fired. The shot went wild, hitting Hal right in the middle of the forehead. His eyes rolled up and he dropped like a rock.
"Are you crazy?"
cried Becca.
"What is wrong with you?"
The last as Professor Underhill's head flew across the room, landing neatly in Hal's lap.
"Jouissance," mumbled the head.
A horrible chewing noise started from under the table. Ian turned back to his backpack, ignoring the Rockoff students and their cries of,
"Get it off him! Get it off him! Oh God, it's got my hand!"
He needed to reload and get that zombie while it was still standing there, like a giant headless bowling trophy. He'd shoot it and he'd get the Rockoff students to help him drag it back to campus and get medical help for Hal.
"Can't get a Nobel posthumously, can you, Perfect Hal?"
And get it in the cage and test the antiviral on it and kill it for good and get his goddamned PhD, with or without Sarah Chend, wherever she was.
"I know you,"
said a rumbling voice above him. No, it can't be. But Ian looked up to see the bloodshot eyes of Uncle Fester. Two zombies, thought Ian, as Uncle Fester lifted him off the ground by his neck.